You can hold it if you want it.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is, can you guys hear me? Okay. it's like a giant dick in my face. sorry, just, I don't know, it just came out. Just wanted to break the ice. Hi, my name's Talia. I'm an alcoholic. Super grateful for Andrew for asking me to speak. I feel like it took him months. I feel badly about that. But I definitely like waver between saying yes. It's always saying yes to service and like sleeping as much as I can. So the first thing was, you know, it's just sitting here when this guy was reading How It Works. I remembered where it starts out, rarely have we seen anyone fail who has thoroughly followed this program. And I remember, I've heard somewhere that Bill was asked if he would change the dude that wrote the big book. I don't know how new people are. Was asked if there was anything he would change. And he said he would change rarely to never. Never have we seen anyone fail who's followed this program thoroughly, which I think is pretty radical. That's a pretty, I mean, obviously he was a pretty radical, confident guy, but I believe that. I mean, I would be willing to co-sign that. It's pretty wild. I have a home group, I have a sponsor, I have one sponsee who I love dearly. And I have, I guess, 3 years and, like, 10 months clean and sober. 2013, June 29th or 30th, it's, you know, vague, is my clean date. You know, so let me tell you how I qualify for this program. So my story, just to give you a little bit of the back history, you know, I'm first generation Jamaican American, and I grew up in South Florida, and I came into a family where this disease, you know, had already created a lot of havoc. My father was like, you know, had like a master's or a PhD in meteorology from like the University of West Indies. Came to this country, and like the way he would tell it is like he couldn't get a job as a black man here in the 70s in his profession with an accent. So naturally, he turned to international drug trafficking, you know. That's like what I would have done. Actually, it probably is something I would have done, but I don't know if that was necessarily the most like logical next step. And so, like, he, like, you know, had already, like, you know, done pretty well, like, you know, but I came into the picture. My mom's, like, a square nurse, you know what I mean? It's very weird. And, like, she's, like, a chain smoker, but she's, like, very square. Like, she's, like, I smoked weed, and, like, my voice was just, like, way out there, and I just couldn't understand, and I never did again. So, you know, I came to this house, and he'd gone away to prison when I was, like, 2 for, like, 10 years. And we're, like, have all these, like, fur coats and this McMansion in South Florida. It's super tacky, like, you know, the tacky Louis bags and, like, all this stuff. And Jaguars and all that shit's just slowly getting repossessed. You know what I mean? Like, my mom's, like, a mess. She's, like, a total rageaholic is what she is. She's super violent, like, abusive, insane, depressed. My older brother is like had to go to the military to escape jail time because he was like wrapped up in my dad's shit. My older sister had like, you know, failed, you know, like run away. And then there was like me, I was the youngest, and then I had this like older sister who's like about 4 years older than me. And we're like, so everything's like, right? This is like, my dad is totally one of us. Like today, I've pretty much nothing but compassion or, like, indifference towards the guy, you know? So, like, I come into this world, and I'm just like, ah, you know, like, and I think a lot of us I think, you know, take it with, you know, take what you like, leave the rest for sure. That's like the best slogan this program has. But like, I think that like childhood trauma, you know, known or unknown, I think is like a big factor for a lot of us. You know what I mean? At least like why, you know, at least fueled like giving us like the reason, the excuse to like carry on the way we did. But if it isn't the actual like impetus, right? And so I come in the situation and like everybody's cuckoo bananas and like I'm just like, you know, I'm like, I just need to like eat, be taken to school, maybe like paid a little bit of attention, like, you know, like just spoken to nicely, like not hit, like can I get a regular bedtime, like what's the scoop, can I get a ride, you know, like. And everybody's like cuckoo, and like I'm in South Florida, and like this is chaotic. It's totally unmanageable, right? So like, my first solution, my first escape. Well, I think even before that was like fantasy, right? And I've heard that a ton in the rooms. You know, like hanging out on my roof, just like daydreaming, like. And then like hang out in trees. My nickname growing up was like monkey, because I was like always like climbing something. I was like, I'm out. And then, you know, I get into school and stuff, and then, like, achieving, you know, academically and athletically, like, became this thing where I got, like, positive attention, which, like, gave a certain sort of relief, you know, like, because, like, oh, like, I'm going to be okay, like, if I do well and people like me and are nice, that's how I'm going to get attention and people are going to be nice to me and, like, you know, ultimately maybe I can just, like, get the fuck away from these people for real, like, full time, you know what I mean, like... So, like, that became my thing, and I, like, used, you know, approval like a fucking drug, you know? You know, won all the awards, like, went away to this prestigious boarding school, and it was like, yes, I'd arrived, you know? Yeah, in the Northeast, and some of our, like, lesser and better presidents have gone there, and I get there and there's like all these kids and they're like rolling in like Rolls Royces like up to like school, and I'm like dragging like some like dirty bag, and like I'm like, okay, this is a little weird, and but like, and immediately like kids start like floating things like, she's like Bob Marley's like love child. I mean, the timing didn't even work, but like these are the type of people that like went there. And I was like, sure, like, anything, so they don't know the truth. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I can neither confirm nor deny my, like, parentage, you know? And so, like, quickly, like, I get, like, sort of, like, you know, scooped up into this, you know, cadre of upperclassmen that are, like, smoking weed, like, going off campus, like, robo-tripping, like... You know, like, you know, kids who are like, I remember walking to like downtown with some kid, and she was like, oh, I was like, the flowers. Like, I really love flowers. Like, I love the flowers. And she was like, I can't smell flowers anymore. I did too much coke. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, I mean, I know I shouldn't drink soda. I was like, what the? And it was like years later, you know, like, these are the type of kids. And I was like, sweet, you know? But even then, that early, like, I didn't use, maybe that girl used, like, us, but, like, I didn't, like, drink or use the way the other kids did, like, you know, like, so the first time that I got, like, high, you know, and it was, like, high, we'd gone out into the woods, and, we're hanging out, and we, like, you know, it was fall, the leaves were beautiful, it's, like, Northeast woods, like, you know, yeah, just beautiful, and we, like, I got high the first time. That whole myth where you don't get high the first time, that was not my story, you know what I mean? Like, I got, like, totally lifted, and I was just, like, fell into the leaves, and I was laughing, and I was, like, it was a spiritual experience. Total psychedelic, head opened, free, you know? And it was, like, this, it was, like, after that, it was, like, study, like, showing up for practice. What the fuck have I been doing? Like, there's this, you know what I mean? Like, this fucking did it, you know what I mean? In a way that, like, none of that shit, like, ever did. A fucking authority figure, like, fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm getting high, you know? So, like, these kids would be like, all right, let's get high now. We gotta, like, make it back for curfew. We gotta, like, you know, we're still trying to get into some Ivy League thing or like this and this and that. And that was like over for me immediately. So my first consequence is I get like kind of kicked out of this place, right? Not asked back. And, you know, so that was like the first consequence. I didn't know that then, you know what I mean? Like, I know that now. And then just to speed it along, like, that's actually like pretty much my whole story. Like, it doesn't really change. It's like I get things, you know, like I work hard. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta like get out of here. I gotta get away from people. I gotta get free of my family. I gotta get free from like the world. You know what I mean? Because like the ultimate is like if you have all the money, you have all the power, you don't need anybody and you can live in a fucking castle in the sky, right? I mean, like, that's a fucking dream, you know what I mean? I don't know what else other people are getting rich for, but, like, that's what I was trying to do, you know? And then I would just, like, so I would get something, like, I got the job at Vogue, or I got the job working for, like, Van Jones, or I got, like, this, like, you know, policy job, or this thing, or, like, whatever, just, like, crazy things. I got into this store, I did this thing. And then I would just, like, drink and use it away. Like, we all have the stories. Like, I wasn't really, like, the fuck your boyfriend type of girl. I was like, I'll steal your wallet. You know what I mean? Actually, I wouldn't steal your wallet because I was like, I don't want you to know that, like, I stole anything. So I would just steal the money and the credit card out of your wallet. Just honest. You know what I mean? Let's get honest in here. What else are we doing here? And, you know, and then, like, just, like, it just, like, you know, the coke came in and the pills and the, like, the drinking, like, at first for me it took a little bit longer because, like, immediately I was always the, like, kind of, like, vomit, you know, drinker. It was, like, you know, drink, like, lose it. Like, the physical allergy was, like, you know, very much, like, manifested that way for me. And it was, like, eventually, like, I learned how to, like, cool it and drink it slower and then, like, cocaine and you're, like, all right, I'm drinking now, you know? So that happened, just, like, keep it to AA, but, I'm definitely, like, sort of, like, the garbage head variety, right? And anything to just get out of my head and chase that feeling that I first had in the woods, which, like, surprise, like, never came back in quite the same way. Like, maybe, like, the first time I, like, well, you know, I'm gonna, you know, mushrooms, acid, psychedelics were always pretty great for me. I never had a bad trip, but it still wasn't, like, full, like, just, like, connecting with, like, the void, you know what I mean? So, like, fast forward to the end, you know, I did Geographics, I, like, changed my name, I threw out my phone, like, I moved to California, I was gonna be, like, a human rights lawyer, I moved to New Orleans, I was gonna be, like, the best, you know, I was gonna open, like, some bar in New Orleans and maybe, like, start a brothel, no, not really, but, like, and then I, like, moved to New York, and I was gonna be in publishing, you know what I mean, and, like, blah, 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 and, like, you know, I went back to, like, my actual name, and then, like, so crazy, and then at the very end, it was, like, I'd gotten a square boyfriend, because I was, like, all right, if I get somebody really square, and then, like, they're okay, then, like, that'll be good, because we can't both be fucking out of our mind, right, and then... so I had the square boyfriend and the cool job, and I, like, was living in New York City, and, you know, I could, like, you know, like, drink at lunch, and it was glamorous, you know, because it was, like, whatever, and, like, whatever, I'm, like, in New York, and I'm, like, a writer, and I'm, like, drinking and, like, doing drugs, you know, and then, like, so then dude broke up with me, and I'm, like, popping pills in the bathroom at work and, like, crying at my desk, and I lie. Like, lying is a big thing. I lie to, like, my work, and I'm like, my sister died in childbirth. Like, this is, like, I'm just gonna, you know, this is the kind of shit that I did, you know? Like, my sister, like, died in childbirth. I have to go home for, like, a couple weeks, like, aka, like, go and hide in, like, a room in my sister's house and just do drugs, you know what I mean, for, like, a week or so. And so I lost that job. And, you know, they sent flowers to my sister's house. It was, like, really fucked up. My sister was like, what's this, like, elaborate, like, gift? Like, what's going on? I was like, they just are really happy that I'm there. And, like, they just, like, you know, I'm still new. And, like, I'm just doing so great. I'm just, like, remembering this shit, you know? It's so fucking crazy. Like, and then, because, like... a lot of this stuff, honestly, you know, like, because work is, like, still a big thing for me. is, like, I'm terrified of people. You know what I mean? Like, left to my own devices, on my own will. Like, going out into the world is terrifying, right? Because you can't control people. You can't control what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to have a job today or a job tomorrow, or if, like, when you're going to meet a dude, or if you're going to meet a dude, like what your roommates are, like, trying to do. Like, you know, what this guy on the subway, like, this woman, like, you know, chanting, like, prayers over here is going to do. Like, the world is, like, a very scary place for somebody who, like, comes out of the womb and is, like, everything's out of control. And if I'm not managing it, then, like, I'm going to be, like, left for dead, you know? So, like, that's, like, my shit, you know what I mean? Like, I still, like, if I don't do everything that this program has given me to do, like, on a daily basis, pretty much, or, like, with some regularity, like, I'm fucked. Like, I am totally fucked. I am dead, you know? So, basically, at the end, I'm, like, I lost that job. I'm on unemployment. I'm, like, drinking and using all of my unemployment money, like, maybe, like, eating, like, I don't even know what the fuck I was, like, ever eating, you know what I mean? Like, I only left my house if, like, I didn't have enough money for drugs and alcohol and I could hang out with somebody that did, you know? Just, like, you know, like, just nasty, like, I remember, like, there was, like, I remember this one time, you kind of, like, sometimes come out of it and see yourself, like, there was this, like, bottle of, like, something, like, I had probably some sort of wine or cheap, like, because I, like, loved mimosas or anything. It was like, let's do some fucking, like, barbiturates and, like, drink mimosas, right? Like, and, like, you're glamorous, right? Like, you're Holly Golightly. And, like, so there's, like, this bottle on my floor, and I'm, like, no longer on a bed, no sheets, like, fucking give me a break. And I'm like, there's probably some, like, bugs in there. And then I was like, and then just, like, drink it anyways. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit. Like, various weird powders, just, like, scraping them off of surfaces. It's just gnarly. You know what I mean? Like, disgusting. Like, just nasty shit, you know? And what happened was, I think I had this idea to do, like, a project with a friend. And we're, like, getting all whatever. And, like, I was like, you know what? Like, I can't ask people to give me money. And, like, I can't do, like, I'm not going to be able to show up. You know what I mean? It was just, like, a simple thing. And I knew this girl who I'd gone to college with who was, like, came from, like, a rich family and was really beautiful. And, like, she's, like, a model now. And she's, like, really talented and really cool and was, like, friends with all my friends. So, naturally, I fucking hated her, right? Like, and just so resentful. And, but, like, I knew her and, like, we're in the same scene. And I was, like, knew that she was in the program. And I was like, maybe, I was like, it's weird how the brain works, because I don't think I, like, consciously was like, I'm an alcoholic. You know, but I was like, let me just see if she wants to hang out. So we started hanging out, and then, like, out of nowhere, like, somewhere from, you know, I think this is, like, a God moment, something like that, like, you know, God within all of us, you know what I mean, like, said to her, I was like, hey, can I go to one of those things that you, like, kind of do that thing, you know, that thing sometime? And she, like, got it. She was, like, saving me a seat. And we went to this women's meeting, like, at Living Now on a Saturday. And this is wild, right? There were, like, two girls that I went to college with there who I thought were, like, rad. They were, like, a little bit older. And, like, you know, just very, very, like, rad girls. One who had, like, you know, we were actually, like, friends, but she'd, like, tried to kill herself and, like, you know, disappeared like we do. And it was just amazing. She became an interim sponsor. And that first year in recovery, like, you know, my whole thing was, like, I'll do this 90 days thing, and if I don't get, like, suicidally depressed, because also, like, right around that time, like, I'd found myself in the middle of the woods with, like, a shotgun and, like, on a lot of pills, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, if I don't get suicidally depressed, you know what I mean, like, in the course of this 3 months, like, maybe it is the drugs, and, like, I'm not, like, just, like, insane, right? Or manic depressive, which is not, like, you know, I don't want to, like, diminish, like, mental health shit, but, like, and so I was like, I'll check it out. And it turned out, you know, like, I didn't get suicidally depressed, in those first 90 days. And, then I went on and I found, like, a cute sponsor that went to the cool downtown, like, meeting with all, like, the cute dudes and, like, knew kind of some of the same people and looked good. And, like, if I, like, ran into anyone I knew on the street with her, I, like, didn't have to be embarrassed. And, like, just, like, really ridiculous shit. And, like, you know, I treated that first year, I was like, I'll just, like, do a lot of yoga and juice cleanses. Like, it was, like, all just, like, a big cleanse or something. And I, like, laughed my way through all of my shares. Like, if I did share, and I was like, this is ridiculous, but whatever. Like, there's some kind of chill people. And I got into a thing with work where, like, I had this job. I can't even remember what it was. Oh, yeah, it was, like, in the beginning of the career that I'm in now. Which is a total gift of the program. And I did the thing where, like, I just, like, got scared, you know? Like, I just, like, I'm going to fail, and then I'm going to, like, end up as a prostitute on the street, and I'm going to die. You know what I mean? And, bye. Thanks. have I really only been talking? Okay. And I was like, I did this thing the way that, like, I just lie, self-lie and lie, and then where I was like, oh... to a friend who was like, my internet's out, like, I'm sick, can I go over to your house and, like, watch TV? She lives in the neighborhood, and this is a friend who I know, like, always has mad pills. Like, I still can't tell if she's one of us, like, she's so high functioning, but, like, just, like, knows she's just, like, a weird pill person. And I just knew she would have some oxys there, right? So I, like, found, I, like, made up this excuses to myself and her to be at her house and then alone and, like, took some OxyContin. But it was for anxiety, right? And I was, like, not going to tell my sponsor because I was, like, I'm just treating my anxiety with OxyContin. And then, like, I just, like, my... I was the best thing about my first sponsor, she's so chill and, like, a friend, and I, like, trusted her. And so, like, I ended up, I think that's why I was just like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, a few days later, I was like, you know, I just, like, took some oxy the other day, like, whatever, it's no thing. And she was like, you have to start counting days again. And I was like, what the fuck? I was so resentful. And I tried to, like, talk my backtrack out of it, and she was like, no. And so I started doing it, but I was really resentful. And then about a month or two after that, I left a meeting with her and, like, went to a friend's show. And I knew, and these were the friends that, like, you know, you have the friends that you hang out with at, like, you know, 5 to, like, 10 o'clock at night, and the friends that you hang out with from, like, 10 to 2. And then I, like, got towards the end, I had the friends that you hang out with, like, till 2 to 7 in the morning, you know? So these were, like, the 5 to 10, like, 10 p.m. friends. And, like, they're, like, good people, partied a lot, but, like, you know, good, genuine. I stole from them, you know, they were good people. And I was, like, so I, like, walked to this thing, and I was, like, I'm just going to, like, smoke a spliff, and it's going to be chill, you know? Like, it's going to be nothing, you know? And I get there, and I take a hit of the spliff, and I never used to share this because this will sound kind of weird and, like, woo-woo corny, but I take this, like, spliff, and I'm, like, and I look up in the sky, and I'm on the Bowery, and I say, God, please help me now in my head, right? Obviously, like, I'm in a circle of people. And I was just, like, and I knew I was just going to go all in, you know? Like, I was just going to go for it and see how it turned out. And I take a hit of this spliff, and I used to, like, chain smoke spliffs like they were, like, not even, I can't even smoke cigarettes. Like, yeah, it was insane. Like, it was nothing. And I take a hit of this spliff, and then the next thing I know, all of my friends are surrounding me. And I guess I'd, like, blacked out, like, hit my head on this, like, ledge of concrete and, like, had a little seizure and was out for, like, a couple minutes off of, like, one hit of a spliff. Okay? And, like, weed has gotten crazy, but, like, it's not that crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and for me, like, I really think that was, like, my, that's the way that, like, I had to learn. You know what I mean? Like, and my higher power just, like, fucking laid me out and was like, you want some help? Like, let me help you figure it out. And that changed, like, everything. You know what I mean? That scared me. I needed to be scared. And I went, you know, like, I went to the emergency room, there was some dude, like, chained to, like, a fucking gurney and, like, blood, and I was like, this shit is not, this isn't cool. And after that, like, I started doing the steps, taking the steps really seriously. I got a new sponsor, one that I really believe, that says that when she's recovered in the day. I met her at a meeting called Prime Time, which I encourage anyone to go to, where it really talks about the mind-centered aspect of the disease, which I could always identify with. I was like, I don't know about this, like, physical stuff, like, you know, because, like, you know, I just puked everything up all the time if I wasn't on coke, but, like, I wasn't, like, I didn't have the DTs, like, I would definitely detox off of shit, you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, there was all this, like, different things. I don't know about the spiritual aspect, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I do know that, like, the shit that I think is not right. Like, I'm not okay, you know? And it talks all about, like, just, like, how, like, our disease thinking goal really is just try and, like, knife us into recovery, you know what I mean? Like, and you have to really turn it over and ask for, like, a higher power something to come into your thought life, you know what I mean? And just, like, just take over, just fully surrender, you know? So I met her there, and we went through the big book 2 pages at a time. That's what I'm doing with my current sponsee. I've made a shitload of amends. I've told all my friends that I've stolen from them. Thank you. And today, like, I have a career. I have, like, a strong fellowship. You know, like, and just really quickly to get current, like, for instance, like, where my disease really crops up. Like, the disease is not in the drugs or the alcohol, right? It's in, like, this sick thinking and the sick spirit. We have to put those things down in order to have a chance to, like, fix the rest of this shit. And that is, it isn't easy. So that's why, like, people have to keep coming. Like, that's why, like, people with 30 years, you know what I mean, that, like, make it are in these rooms, like, 5 times a week, you know? Because we're fucking nuts. I will fucking not make it. I will hang myself. I'm that kind of alcoholic, you know? So, you know, so, like, the way that I deal with my work shit and just being afraid to come into the world is, like, I get on my knees first thing in the morning and I say, like, God, please take all of me. Take all of this work situation. Take all of this obsession with this dude. Take all of that. You know what I mean? Like, help me to be of service. Show me something beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, show me a new way to live. Build a new character. Work with me on the level of cause. You know what I mean? Like, and if I have to do that shit in the middle of the day, you know what I mean? Like, people are fucking irritating. I gotta do that shit in the middle of the day. Like, a lot. I do it, you know? And, like, I'm trying to get my meditation practice in there. But, like, the steps have changed everything. And, like, I was terrified to make amends. But I did it. And they've all been rats. So I encourage you to, like, get into the steps and do it. That's my story. I guess I'd like to hear from you now. Thanks a lot.